愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习在敬虔上操练自己。
This morning, we would like to study the topic, exercise ourselves toward godliness.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哎，第八节。
And verse 8.But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourselves toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
第八节告诉我们，操练身体益处还少。
Verse 8 says, bodily exercise profits a little.
但是敬虔上凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
我们进入中年之后，我们就越感觉到运动很重要。
Once we reach middle age, we feel the importance of exercising.
所以很多的信徒一大早会起来运动。
A lot of members would get up early in the morning to work out.
或者加入一些商业的运动的设施，每天花时间去运动。
Or join some fitness program and exercise themselves each day.
那根据第八节，这是有益处的。
According to verse 8 says, it does profit you.
因为运动就是保养自己的身体。
Because when we exercise, we maintain our physique.
那如果我们要服侍神，
if we were to serve God,
要灵性，但是也要身体。
We need both the body and mind.
如果灵性很好，身体很软弱，有很多事情我们也没有办法做。
If our faith is good but our body is weak, there's a lot of stuff we cannot do.
所以保养身体，运动操练自己，这是好的。
Therefore, it's beneficial if we work out in our bodily exercise.
但是第八节说益处还少。
But verse 8 says it only benefits us a little.
这是比较的问题。
This is a matter of comparison.
就是跟敬虔上来操练这个益处。那操练身体益处还少，表示有益处，值得做。
Because bodily exercise versus godliness, it's beneficial, but it's to a much smaller extent.
但是敬虔上操练，它的益处就更大。
But if we were to exercise in godliness, then the benefit would be much greater.
所以这个第七节下半句在敬虔上操练自己。
Verse 7, second half says, exercise ourselves toward godliness.
如果我们看英文towards godliness, 这个所以这个敬虔是一个目标。
We can see that godliness is a goal.
那经过操练之后，我们会达到这个目标。
And after exercising, we can reach this goal.
那敬虔是什么？
What exactly is godliness?
如果我们看英文字就比较容易了解。
The word in English seems easier to understand.
敬虔这个字跟 God 跟神这个字有关系啊。
Godliness has to do with God.
这个是从神这个字衍生出来的。
Because it's a word modified based on the word God.
因此在这个敬虔上操练自己，就是一个很普通很世俗的人经过他的学习，经过他的操练之后，能够让别人在他的生活，在他的身上看到神。
To exercise ourselves toward godliness means an average person, after training themselves in the Word of God and practicing God's Word, will allow other people to see the reflection of Christ.
我们人犯罪以后，
after human race has sinned,
就看不出有神的形象。
We are unable to reflect the image of God.
但是通过敬虔的操练，
But after exercising godliness,
在神的帮助之下，我们要重新创造神的形象。
Under God's guidance, we are able to reshape in the image of Christ.
那这是一个最有价值的，也是一个最尊贵的人。
This person will become most valuable and most honorable.
就是他身上有神的形象。
Because he has the image of Christ.
这就是信仰追求的目标。
This is the ultimate goal of our faith.
所以我们有困难可以祷告。
When we encounter setbacks, we can pray.
我们需要帮助可以祷告。
And we can intercede for one another.
但是那个不是信仰集中的追求。
But that is not the ultimate goal of our faith.
信仰集中的追求就是要 让神在我们身上显明他的形象。
The ultimate goal of our faith is to reflect the image of Christ in us.
所以这需要操练。
And this requires godly exercise.
那到底我们再深入来查考，那敬虔是指的什么？
So we'd like to delve in deeper as to what it means to be godly.
雅各书第一章把敬虔分作三点来讨论。
In James chapter 1, it divides godliness into three portions.
什么叫做在敬虔上操练？
What does it mean to exercise in godliness?
好，我们现在看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章的26节27节
James 1 verse 26 and 27 If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart this one's religion is useless Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world
这个提到三点我们敬虔上怎么操练
These verses mention three portions in which we can exercise toward godliness.
26节讲虔诚，虔诚其实有的也把它分作敬虔 godly.
Verse 26 says religious, which is also synonymous with godly.
那有的翻叫 religious, 就是 religious 这个跟 religion 有关系，跟宗教有关系。
Religious means having to do with religion.In other words, being godly.
所以这个是敬虔。那就用英文来讲啊，这个虔诚就是说，让人在我们身上可以看到，我们是一个有宗教信仰的人。
Being religious means that other people can see from us that we are a person of faith.
就是当我们没有说我是基督徒。
This means when we don't verbalize ourselves to be Christians.
我没有特别穿什么服饰来代表我们的信仰的时候。
We do not wear any special costume to mark ourselves as one.
那别人跟我们接触会感觉到你是一个有信仰的人。
And when other people interact with us, they can sense that we are a person of faith.
因为你不同。
Because we're different.
这个不简单啊，这需要操练啊。
This is not easy because it requires exercise.
这个需要改变。
It requires transformation.
这个需要努力。
It requires endeavor.
好，那这里讲虔诚有三件事情。
The religion is divided into three parts.
第一点。
First.
勒住他的舌头。
Bridle his tongue.
如果没有勒住舌头，他的虔诚是假的，虚的。
If a person doesn't bridle his tongue, then his religion is fake.
所以一个有信仰的人第一个让人感觉到就是他的讲话他的话语跟别人不同
A person of faith the first thing that sets him apart is by the way that he speaks and the content of his words
就是我们还没有信主以前跟信主以后我们讲话不一样
This means before we believe in the Lord and afterwards you should see a difference in the way we speak
那人跟人一接触就是要讲话
When people interact, the first thing they do is to converse.
讲话让人彼此了解。
Through the dialogues, people understand each other.
讲话让人能够彼此沟通。
Through words, we are able to communicate.
所以现在科技的进步，很多人就是用 text, 用 email.
With the advance of technology, a lot of people communicate through texting or emails.
所以我们常常发现很多统计数字，这越用越多这种 text 跟 email 的人，人跟人之间越没有办法互动。
And according to statistical survey, the people who use a great amount of text or emails are less likely to have personal interactions.
所以他遇到人，他不晓得要讲什么。
And when they come in contact with people face to face, they don't know what to say.
因为他所互动的是一个小的机器。
Because what they interact with is a small machine.
那遇到一个活的人，他不晓得要怎么办。
When they come in touch with a living being, they don't know what to do.
但是。我们一个人要正常跟人有一个建立关系用言语上来沟通是需要的。
But it's necessary to communicate through our words if we want to live as a normal human being.
那这里说什么叫做用勒住他的舌头
？What does it mean to bridle our tongues?
勒住就是表示有控制。
To bridle means that there's certain kind of control.
好像一头野马，你如果要用它的话，你这个 我们鼻子要穿一个洞，然后要把它装上一个绳子可以拉住。
Just like a wild stallion, if we wish to tame it, we have to put a bridle through a bit through his nose, and then using the leash to keep it under control.
那一个人的言语要表现他是一个有信仰的人，而且这个信仰很好，他必须要有一条绳子，这个绳子就是真理，用真理来控制。
A person of faith, to show that he is truly religious, requires control over his words. And this leash, or the bridle, is the word of God, the truth.
第一个要学习道理，第二个要用道理来控制我们讲的话，这样人就觉得，诶，你是一个有信仰的。
First, we have to study the truth. Second, using the truth, we control what we say, and other people can sense that we are a person of faith.
那圣经给我们几个很重要的原则。
The Bible outlines several important principles.
第一个要讲造就的话。
First, we need to speak words that edify others.
这个是需要很长久的操练。
This requires long-term training.
因为我们人的讲话讲久了以后变成一个 pattern, 一个形态。
Because as human beings, the way we speak often forms a certain pattern.
那你是从这种世俗的形态要把它改变成为以圣经的话为原则的形态，这个需要一段很长的时间的操练。
To turn from regular, normal everyday speech into a godly speech, requires a certain period of training.
所以每一天睡觉以前，我们来反省我们今天讲的话，我们今天有什么过失。
Each day as we go to bed, we need to first reflect on what words we have spoken which had offended God.
我们最容易发现我们的过失是我们讲了很多不应该讲的话。
And we can discover our failings in the words that we shouldn't have spoken.
所以我每日都悔改，悔改我们立志，我下一次一定要再讲跟圣经原则一样的话。
So we need to repent and resolve to speak words that are aligned to the words in the Bible.
那这样过了一段时间以后，
After a period of training,
我们就发现我们有一种新的讲话的形态。
We will discover that we have formed a new pattern in the way we speak.
那这个形态就能够表现我们的信仰，就能够表现我们的神的形象。
Through this pattern, we are able to display the image of God and reflect His glory.
啊，那这个叫做勒住舌头。
This is what it means to bridle our tongue.
那圣经的原则是什么？
What is the biblical principle?
第一个要讲造就的话。
First, we need to speak words that edify others.
是让听见的人得到益处。
Means the hearers will be benefited through our words.
这是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
哦，有时候我们讲的话，哦，如果让人没有造就，会败坏信仰。
Because if we speak words that don't build people up, we will corrupt their faith.
所以主耶稣才说，哦，从外面出来的啊，从外面进去的不会污秽人，从里面出来才会污秽人。
This is why Lord Jesus said, What comes from outside will not defile a person, but what comes out from inside will defile a person.
啊，外面进来就是吃的。
Whatever comes in means the food.
里面出来就是讲的。
What comes in from within is the words.
啊，这个才会污秽人。
This will defile a person.
所以我们要讲造就的话。
Therefore, we need to speak gracious words that will help others.
所以一直要操练，操练到最后，我们要讲话的时候，要先想，我这样讲让他有没有得到造就。
We need to train ourselves constantly and thinking that if I say this, would it benefit our hearers?
这个真的要一段时间了。
This requires a period of training.
那我们当过父母，大家都会有这个经验。
And as parents, we all share this common experience.
你现在要教小孩子，不是你要讲什么就讲什么。
When we teach our kids nowadays, we don't just blurt out whatever is on our mind.
我们要讲怎么讲，讲到他听了，他会让他得到好处。
We have to first think,how do we form our instruction in the way that will benefit them?
哇，所以这个过程要学习。
This is a learning process.
这第一个原则，让听见人得到造就。
This is the first principle. Our words should be gracious and benefit our hearers.
那第二个要讲感谢的话。
Second is we need to speak words of thanksgiving.
这个感谢的话会使我们跟神的关系越来越好。
Thanksgiving will bring our relationship closer to God.
那感谢的话也会使我们人跟人之间的关系越来越近。
Thankful words will also draw us nearer to people.
那感谢的话相反的就是埋怨。
The opposite of thanksgiving is complaint.
那埋怨呢，跟我们跟神的关系啊，这个破坏力很大。
complaining causes great harm between our relationship with God.
这个表示神啊，你的计划不好，你给我的带领不好。
Because we can, the deduction is that God, you have not provided a good plan for me.
哦，那这样啊，跟神的关系就会有问题。
It shows that there is some problem in our relationship with God.
那如果埋怨呢，有时候最亲的夫妻也会发生问题。
And through complaining, even the most loving couple will be in trouble.
所以要学习讲感谢的话。
So we have to learn to say words of thanksgiving.
那第三个就是恩言。
A third is words of gracious speech.
我们看路德遇到波阿斯。
We see when Ruth met Boaz.
那个时候路德是很大的患难。
Ruth was under a great tribulation.
她丈夫死了。
Her husband passed away.
她搬到一个新的环境。
She moved to a new environment.
她生活没有着落。
And she had no means of income.
但是波阿斯遇到路德讲很多的话，好话。
When Boaz met Ruth, he spoke many gracious words.
给她安慰，给她鼓励，给她盼望。
He comforted her, encouraged her, and gave her hope.
所以波阿斯这样讲，就是在反映他这个人是哦。一个敬虔的人。
Through Boaz's words, it reflects that he is a religious and godly person.
他是一个虔诚，他有宗教信仰。
He is a religious person who has great faith.
因此，在我们在敬虔操练的第一点就是言语上。
The first step toward exercising our godliness is to be cautious in our speech.
我们的目标是教会要成为一个家庭。
Our goal should be that our church will become one big family.
这也是神的旨意。
For this is the will of God.
那既然是家庭啊，就无所不谈。
Since it's a family, it means that we can talk about anything.
那这也常常是问题的根源。
But this can also become a source of problems.
当我们无所不谈的时候，如果没有真理的原则，一谈就会发生问题。
Because when we give no restriction to what we talk about,the content of the speech can also be problematic.
但是当我们一直操练到以真理做原则，我们的谈话，我们的团契会让我们更加的亲密，在主里啊，更能够成为一个家庭。
But if through our interpersonal communications, we can rely upon God's word as the principle of guidance, then our communication will draw us closer as a family.
这是我们在虔诚上操练的第一点。
It's the first step toward training ourselves in godliness.
我们再回来雅各书第一章的二十七节。
Turn back to James chapter 1 verse 27.
第一章的二十七节。
1 verse 27.
在神我们父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Pure and undefiled religion before God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble.
敬虔啊
，being godly
就是反映神的形象
，means to reflect God's image。
那神的形象是什么
？What is God's image？
有一个很重要的形象，就是他的怜悯，他的爱。
One of His most important image is His mercy and His compassion。
那这个也是一个有信仰的人啊，一个特性。
This is also a unique characteristic of one who is religious.
就是他对周围的人啊，充满着怜悯跟爱。
That person will be compassionate and merciful toward the people around him.
那这里特别提到两点。
This especially mentions two points.
看顾在患难中的孤儿跟寡妇。
To visit orphans and widows in their trouble.
在圣经里面哈，孤儿是神所怜悯的。
In the Bible, we see that God shows great compassion on the orphans.
孤儿就是没有父母可以照顾他。
Orphans are people without parents to take care of them.
那这个照顾有几个层面。
Taking care comes in various levels.
那第一个就是物质上的需要。
First is addressing the physical needs.
那第二个就是他的情绪上、心灵上的需要。
Second, addressing their emotional and feelings needs.
那第三个就是他灵性上的需要。
And thirdly, this is spiritual needs.
这是人的三个层面的需要。
These are the three level needs in a person.
那有时候孤儿哦，他父母留下一些产业，所以经济上没有问题。
Some orphans, when the parents pass away, they are left with some inheritance, so financially they are set.
但是谁能够让他感觉到家庭那一种温暖，感觉到那一种被爱？ 的那一种幸福。
Who can bring the warmth of a family and the love of a family to them?
啊，这个就是敬虔的一个表现。
And this is a display of being godly.
所以有时候我们看到有的人对动物很有怜悯的心。
Some people we discover to be very merciful to our animals.
我曾经去访问一个家庭，他家养了十几条狗。
Once I visited a family who has over 10 dogs in the household.
整个家庭院后院全部都是狗。
And so they had dogs in the front and the backyard.
那你怎么养这么多狗？
Why do you raise so many dogs?
因为他如果到外面去散步，看到一条流浪狗，很可怜，他就带回家。
Because whenever he goes out to take a walk and he discovers a stray dog, he had compassion on it and would bring the stray dog home.
他对狗很好，替他洗澡，冬天他有衣服可以穿。
And he's very compassionate toward the dogs. He would bathe them and even give them clothing to wear in the wintertime.
而且他家的狗啊，都养得很肥，吃得过多。
And all the dogs are very well fed to the point of obesity.
那这个也代表这个信徒啊，对动物很有怜悯的心。
And this also reflects that this member has great compassion for the animals.
但是人是比动物还更尊贵啊。
But human beings are, of course, much more honorable than great animals.
所以我们需要对周围的人有怜悯的心，了解他们的需要。
Therefore, we need to be compassionate toward the people around us and try to understand their needs.
所以有时候我们看到一些家庭他很刻意的去安排让一些比较少人关心的缺乏家庭温暖的能够到他家吃一顿饭跟他聊聊天，这个都是一个非常好的表现。
And we see that some families would go out of their way to invite those who are more neglected than the others, bring them home for dinner, having some sort of dialogue. This is all very good.
那还有的感恩节他自己的家庭很幸福，他要了一两个或几个觉得说被人没有这种温暖的人到他家一起来享受。
And so on Thanksgiving, certain families would invite the people who are just alone by themselves or bring them over to have family gathering.
这个就是宗教信仰的表现。
And this is a demonstration of having a religious faith.
我们看主耶稣的表现。
We see how Lord Jesus conducted himself.
他一生就是看顾别人的需要。
And throughout his whole lifetime, he always attended to the needs of others.
没有为自己的好处来追求什么。
He had never did anything in order to satisfy his personal needs.
那敬虔就是把这个本性把它发挥出来。
Being godly means to magnify this nature.
那下面就是寡妇。
It goes on to say widows.
在旧约的时代里面呢，那个社会里面，寡妇没有社会地位，也没有收入来源。
In the Old Testament society, widows had no social standing nor any source of income.
所以才有一个比喻啊，主耶稣说一个寡妇来求他伸冤。
This is why Lord Jesus made a parable of a widow coming to seek justice.
所以我们在看到一个人都没有什么援助很孤单的人我们要看顾他的需要。
So when we see someone who is alone, without any kind of help, very needy, we need to look after their needs.
因此有时候我们在看到社会上有很多的慈善事业。
And when we see the many charitable organizations in the society,
有很多到跟基督教的信仰都是有关系的。
Many of them have to do with Christianity.
因此我们每一年我们在准备税的时候都会看到我们一年收入多少。
And each year as we prepare our income tax, we will see, we will tabulate how much we have made.
但是有时候我们要想一想。
But we need to consider this.
除了税之外，
other than tax,
我们的收入有多少的比例是用在爱人的上面？
How much of our income is spent on loving others?
这个是值得我们来想的。
This is something that requires our attention.
所以当神的爱进到我们里面，
when the love of God enters into us,
这个爱会让我们分享神给我们的恩典。
This love will motivate us to share the grace of God with others.
那分享包括我们的用一部分的收入来行善。
sharing is done through a portion of our income to do good.
那就是这个就是啊敬虔，这个就是虔诚的一个表现。
If we do this, we demonstrate that we are being godly, we are being religious.
所以使徒行传里面在讲多加死的。
In the book of Acts, you describe when Dorcas died.
好多人哭得很伤心。
A lot of people cried bitterly.
那为什么大家要哭得很伤心？
Why do these people cry so bitterly?
因为多加活着的时候替他们做里衣做外衣。
Because when Dorcas was alive, she made inner garments and outer garments for the poor and needy.
大家有领受过多加的爱。
And many people received the love from Dorcas.
有感受到多加存在的温暖。
They sensed the warmth when Dorcas was alive.
她很敬虔，她很虔诚。
She was very godly and religious.
所以多加死的，大家觉得这是一个 loss， 这是真的对他们是一个损失。
And so when Dorcas passed away, everyone felt it was a great loss for them.
如果我们没有去爱人
，if we do not love others，
就是资源自己享受。
And we only enjoy all the sources that we have.
有一天我们离开世界
，one day when we depart from this world，
别人不会觉得这是一个损失。
Other people would not sense that it's a loss.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们从来没有给过别人温暖。
Because we had never extended warmth to others.
我们从来没有付出。
We had never paid a price.
可能我们经济很好。
Maybe we are very economically well off.
别人对我们的感觉不是因为经济很好而觉得损失。
But other people would not feel a sense of loss just because we are financially well off.
是因为我们懂得用神给我们的资源来跟别人一起分享。
But rather, if we know how to share our resources with others,
这样啊，让别人会觉得我们的存在是很有价值的，我们的离开是一种损失。
And other people will sense that our sense of living is valuable to them, and if we depart from this world, there will be a great sense of loss.
这个就是虔诚。
This would show religion.
所以虔诚不要把它定义到很窄的范围。你一个礼拜去聚会几次？你读圣经几次？你祷告多久？不要定义这样的这么狭窄。
So we don't need to narrow our definition of godly to how many times we go to church each week and how many times we pray.
这个读圣经、祷告、参加聚会，就是要预备我们自己，使我们能够。跟别人分享我们的爱，在生活上有一个往外扩张的表现。
Attending the service, reading the Bible, and praying is in preparing ourselves so that we can share our goodness with others and to broaden the love of Christ.
这是第二个，我们要操练。
This is the second thing we need to train ourselves.
每一年我们在看我们的收入的时候，想想看，我用了多少我神给我的资源跟别人来分享。
Each year, as we prepare our income tax, we need to reflect.How much of my income have I shared to spend on the needy, poor and needy?
所以有时候我们听到有的信徒啊，用很多的钱在做一个基金，一个慈善的事业，这真的是一个非常虔诚的表现。
And sometimes we hear a lot of members forming their own charitable foundation in order to do charitable deeds, and this is truly something that's honorable.
这些榜样值得我们来效法。
And they're good models for us.
好，我们再回来看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 1,
27节
verse 27.
最后一句话。
The last statement.
并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
And to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
这个是敬虔的第三个表现。
This is the third definition of godliness.
如果我们有信仰。
If we are faithful,
我们的生活，我们的品格会让人觉得我们跟世界不一样。
Then our lifestyle and our personality will set us apart from the regular people.
那什么不一样？
Well, how are we different?
就是我们所处这个社会的文化跟信仰不同的地方，我们有所分别。
Because our difference will be set apart through the way that we interact with the world.
但尼里在王宫长大。
Daniel grew up in the palace.
你可以感觉到他一定讲了很流利的当时的言语，波斯的言语。
And you can infer that he probably spoke Babylonian language very fluently.
我们也可以很清楚的看到，想象但尼里他穿的衣服可能是巴比伦的衣服。
And we could probably picture the fancy robes that he wore of the Babylonian time.
那但尼里他是一个政治家，所以他跟很多的人他可以互动。
And because Daniel was a politician, he had to interact with many important officers.
但是有一些事情跟信仰原则有冲突的时候，你可以发现但尼里相当的坚持。
when there are certain matters that contradicts with his faith, we see that Daniel is a person of principle. First, when it comes to eating the idol worship food, he refused to do that. Second, bowing down to idols, he refused to do that.
连生命有危险,
even if at the risk of to his life. This is how he demonstrated his religiousness. He had to live his life in a way that identifies himself. I am the select people of God.
哦, 所以跟神的原则有冲突,
therefore, anything that contradicts God's principles, I refuse to do it. This is what it means to keep oneself unspotted. Today, as we live in the American society, what does it mean for us? We know that the beginning of this nation had to do with religion. But now has become more and more secularized. So we often have to differentiate. How can we keep ourselves undefiled from the worldliness? For instance, the last day in October each day, each year,
Halloween,
there's Halloween. Halloween is another word, is All Saints Day.
那有的人就说, 啊, 来到美国,
some people say that when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do.
但是我们要想啊, 这个节期啊, 跟信仰有没有冲突?
But we need to consider whether this festival has any kind of contradiction with our faith.
啊, 这个万圣节的来源啊,
the origin of Halloween
啊, 跟魔鬼有关系。
Is related to devil worship.
中国的传统啊, 有所谓鬼节,
in the Chinese costume, there is also a day of the ghost.
那在西方的传统里面也有鬼节,
in the Western society, there is a similar day.
那这个万圣节跟鬼节有关系,
and this day of Halloween relates to that day of devil worship.
那有一个非常简单的方法, 就是你看万圣节他们怎么打扮,
so there's a very easy way to differentiate. Let's look at how they dress themselves on Halloween.
他不是要打扮让你看起来像神像人, 他是要打扮让你看起来像鬼。
They don't dress themselves up like God, but rather look like resemble the devils.
那如果我们深入的进去查考它的来源,
if we go one step further to study the origin of Halloween,
我们就可以确定万圣节跟拜鬼有关系。
Then we can be certain that this day traces back to devil worship.
然后它里面所做的一些事情啊, 都跟这个迷信有关系。
And everything that this festival, all the activity, related activity, has to do with devil worship.
好像小孩子去分糖果。
For instance, the children going to get candies,
好像南瓜刻的洞,
or like a carving of the pumpkin,
那放在自己的家门前,
placing before the door.
那表面上看起来, 这个很好玩啊,
so on the surface, it seems a lot of fun.
但是这个如果跟信仰, 它的来源啊, 跟鬼有关系,
but if the origin of this holiday relates to devil worship, then we don't want to participate.
这个就好像人在练瑜伽,
and this is like people practicing yoga.
哦, 看起来这是操练身体,
and it appears to be a physical training.
但练瑜伽的里面的一些动作跟印度教在拜他们的神是有关系的。
But some of the postures in yoga relates to Indian deity worship.
或者中国人所谓的功夫,
or the Chinese kung fu.
啊, 练到灵魂出窍,
they exercise to the extent where their soul is lifted from the body.
这个到最后都是跟其他的灵有关系的。
So when you exercise to this degree, it all has to do with faith and worship.
所以运动是好, 但是如果进到跟信仰, 其他宗教信仰已经有关系的时候, 我们就要在那个地方就要停止。
Physical exercise is beneficial, but if they relate to religious worship of a different kind, then we have to stop ourselves.
有一个家庭在这个万圣节, 打扮的孩子, 啊, 就是, 哎呀, 看起来跟, 很奇怪啊, 要去分糖果。
There is a family that dress the children up to prepare for Halloween and go out and get candy.
哎, 吃完饭以后的孩子发烧啊。
And after dinner, the child came down with high fever.
那这个父母就一直在想，哎，怎么无缘故会发烧？
And the parents wondered, for no reason, why would the child come down with fever?
那他们就跟神祷告。
They prayed to God.
神啊，如果你不要我的孩子这样做。
God, if you don't want my kids to do this,
求你让他烧退了，我们就知道。
Please let the fever subside so we understand.
这很奇妙，祷告完了。
And so,
小孩子烧就退了。
Miraculously, after the prayer, the child's fever subsided.
他就知道神要教他怎么做。
So they understood clearly what God's intention for them is.
跟信仰有冲突的，我们要节制。
Anything that conflicts with our religion, we need to show restraint.
这样叫做不沾染世俗。
This is what it means to keep ourselves unspotted from
the world. 这个叫虔诚的表现。
And it's a demonstration of being holy.
让别人在我们生活看到我们是有信仰的人。
So other people can sense that we are religious.
在我们的身上看到有神的样式。
And they are able to see God's image in our life.
那这样就有今生跟来世的应许。
Then we will receive promise both in this lifetime and the one to come.
来世就是死了以后有神的应许，有神的祝福。
In the future means after we pass away, we will enjoy in God's promise.
那今生因为敬虔能够反映神的样式、神的荣耀，这个生活充满神的同在、神的恩典。
In this lifetime, when we magnify God through His image, then God will reward us and bless us.
所以我们需要在敬虔上来操练。
Therefore, we need to exercise ourselves in godliness.
这是大有益处的。
For it's of great benefit to us.
唱诗。
Sing him.
404.
404.